Ladies and gentlemen, the Florida Podmen present the World League of Idiots, the A to Z of Idiots. Right, you saw what happened last week. No, did you listen? Did you listen to what happened last
week? Depends.
Some
people might have is it synesthesia?
What's that?
Where you know, you can smell sounds can hear colors and stuff like that. So they may have seen our podcast.
Yeah, so if you did see that, you'll have noticed that we started off our new season campaign to add to the World League of Idiots list rankings.
Correct.
And we added two ones, and they were based on the letter A.
Correct.
And that's how we're going to treat the next 26 or the next 25 from this one episodes, because
do you think we can get some sort of government grant for this podcast, because maybe we're helping our sillier, dumber, less educated listeners learn the alphabet?
Correct. I think we should do that.
We're like teachers. We're a charity here.
Absolutely. Don't have any issues with that. I'll speak to the king this week.
King's got a mention in two episodes in a row.
Yes, but that's because you're in London and you're waiting for you. You're in the lineup to be king, right? You're now in line.
I am. I'm 975 millionth in line.
So
I moved up one since What's-Her-Face bit it.
Oh, QE2.
It's disrespectful. That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to carry on where we left off. We added the letter A's.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't...
I'm anxious to see what's next.
I was about to say we added that person and this person, but I think... Just in case anybody wanted to do this and do their own, and I wonder what the letter is, I'm just not going to do this, spoilers.
Yeah, maybe they do it with a Ouija board. Oh, maybe we could do that for a Halloween special.
Oh,
get your Ouija boards out and then listen to...
Fucking brilliant idea. That's a great idea. Yeah.
Is it still a thing if you buy a Ouija board, like you just basically, you wind up dead within a week?
I think so.
Is that a thing?
I think so. I think it's written on the box, prepare to die.
Yeah, so because this is still early in the season, unless they're doing the Ouija board thing, and this is towards the end of the season for those weirdos, should we just quickly say what we're doing again?
Absolutely right. Okay, so this is the World League of Idiots, where we're ranking idiotic people from around the world into a list. This season, we're adding people based on the alphabet. So we're doing the ABCs, the A to Z of... world idiocy.
Correct. And just to give ourselves a bit of a challenge.
It's nice to have the flexibility, but it was also quite good just to go, ooh, what could I do for the letter B? Which is, funnily enough, that's what we're doing today.
And so far, and it's only been one episode, so it's a very tenuous so far, we haven't really stretched the letter. Like, it hasn't been this tenuous grasp. I think that's going to happen very soon. Maybe not today, but soon. It's going
to happen. I think it's entirely possible to pick a story and then find a word. But we are looking for ones that are kind of like, clearly, you've said that. I get that. That was no issues. But I'm almost looking forward to the comedy of trying to attach a letter to a story.
I'm waiting for us to have a big bust-up, like Simon and Garfunkel will just split up because your F story was, you know... Yeah, okay. They drove past a fence at one point, but whatever.
Is that, you can't have... there can't be two people shoving xylophones up their ass. That's... so, okay.
Well, mine would, but how did they know there was a xylophone up there? They had to go get an x-ray, Chris. So,
yeah, wait for the Glockenspiel special. Right. Let's go. Shall I kick things off then, as you went first last week?
Kick away.
This is a fairly recent story, actually, and a friend reminded me of it the other day by saying, "Oh, have you heard about this?" And
you got helpers.
Well,
that's not fair.
I didn't ask for help, but I immediately went online to see what the story was about, and then I found I was okay, excellent. Now I don't.
Can I interrupt really quick?
Of course.
On the app we're using to record or to do this talk to each other on the video app, we're in this thing called a huddle. Yes. And on the right, so there's my picture and there's Chris's picture, and then there's a little chat thread thing that I've got. And it says, send messages, files, and links to everyone in the huddle. They're saved as a thread in this direct message with blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
But the way that my window is, I've got my window kind of squozing in from left to right. So they're saved in a thread in this direct message. The word saved is directly above the word message. And I glanced at it and I thought it said sausage for a second.
Oh, that's nice. Now, I'm trying to force that to happen. So how have you done that? Have you just...
I don't know. Are you on a Mac or are you on a Windows thing?
I'm on a window.
Maybe it's a Mac thing. I don't know. I just like I squeeze my thing left to right and all the windows kind of squish.
Yeah, I can't. I see what you're saying because it does. It would look like that. Yeah. But I can't make it do that.
Jealous? Right.
Yeah. Now, the letter B. See if you can guess what it is before I get to it. Headline is Hungry South Africa. Sorry, let me start this again. Hungry South Korean student takes banana from Maurizio Catalan's art installation. It's a banana, like duct taped to a wall.
Literally just a piece of duct tape, silver duct tape.
That's it. Yeah, it's like it's not fashioned out of anything. It's that material. It's a good piece
of tape.
And
it's the actual art. Like, that's what it's not. We told a story, or maybe it was one of our lists last season, where like some college students went to an art gallery and like they just put a pineapple on a table. And like then it, like, it came back a couple weeks in and it had like 50 people crowded around it, like admiring it as art.
Yeah. This is the same thing. The banana, it's a. Look, I get what modern art is, right? I'm happy with it. So that's my background is within art, but I like things that are. At least you put some effort in.
Well, you have to go buy that tape. That ain't easy sometimes, you know, going to the hardware store.
So, Maurizio Catalan, this is the art installation. That's the artist, I guess. I don't know what else they've done. But let me tell you what happened to... This is in Seoul, Korea. I'll go back, actually, because... The way that my friend told me this story was, did you hear about the guy who took off a banana, which was the art installation, and ate it, and then they just went, oh, shit, and then just replaced it with another banana? So that's the rumour that's happened. That's not
okay. That's
not what the actual story is, but it gets weirder.
It's not much of a friend, in my opinion, Chris.
I've been trying to work out who the idiot is here, and I think I've decided. Anyway, right. Some would say his artwork is good enough to eat, or perhaps this was just a case of forbidden fruit. I know. Is that Sky at their very best, I think. And in fact, the lady who wrote this, Lucia Binding, is not unattractive. Anyway.
double negative.
Yeah.
I need you to hit the accents a bit better on these names, because I miss that. That's one of my favorite parts about the World League, is you just hitting these accents.
Maurizio Catalan. He became the victim of his own artistic greatness, I use that loosely, over the weekend after a hungry South Korean student ate a banana that was part... I don't think he was hungry. I think it was a stunt, right? The artwork...
Like Banksy shredding his... auction.
Yes.
The Banksy went through the shredder at the end of the auction. I think this is part of the art.
Precisely. The artwork called Comedian was part of Mr. Catalan's exhibition. And I disagree. Feeling peckish, art student, No Hwan Su...
Who's coming to dinner? No one. Okay, well, I'll just put my feet up then.
That's an Abbott Costello sketch,
isn't it?
No one. From Seoul, he was from the National University, ripped the banana from the wall upon his visit to the museum before devouring it as a snack in front of shocked onlookers.
That's some aggressive wordage.
This is what he did next. He then taped the peel back onto the wall and then this is the bit that my friend told me, with the museum later replacing it with a fresh banana. So what they did was they went, panic, put it back on.
So this is part, I've decided. So what's the name of the piece?
Comedian.
What's funny? Slipping on a banana peel.
That's what I thought. The peel was the part point, of it. Yeah. And when they
the
say...
The museum directors, if I'm sort of jumping ahead, they're the idiots. They don't get it.
And if Lucia is... Right, but I'm going to put my suspects at the end here. So there is a video online of Mr. No taking the banana off the wall before shouts of, excuse me, can be probably not as British as that. Excuse me, can be heard. But he chose not to respond, instead deciding to eat the fruity snack. The fruit would have just done there, right?
Yes, word count.
Mr. No later revealed he saw Mr. Catalan's work as a rebellion against a certain authority.
Grocery stores?
There could be another rebellion against the rebellion. I sounded like somebody like Moff Tarkin there, didn't I?
You did. You went all Star Wars.
Yeah. Anyway, he's saying damaging an artwork could also be seen as the artwork. So this is a big old character ensemble here now. We've got three players. That's where it ends, right? Okay.
So Dr. No and the artist guy, they're not the idiots in this. They're the smart ones.
No, I think that, yeah, however rebellious they are, it's not an idiotic move, right? Yeah. That was very deliberate and precise. Let me just tell you, this is the final statement. I've not read this previously. This isn't the first time someone has thought Mr. Callan's artwork was ripe for picking, with performance artist David Datuana picking the banana on display at the Perrottin Gallery at Art Base Maisel in Miami. Ooh! So that was over...
Florida,
in,
man.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got, if we do an A to Z of Florida, man, we've got a B story lined up.
Yeah, and after the first edition of Comedian was sold back in 2019. So there you go. This is just a series of bananas. It's bonkers.
You know what? I've got some tape and I've got some bananas downstairs. I might do a bit of Bob Ross.
Let's have a look at our suspects. Our suspect is the artist Catalan.
No.
The Mr. No.
No.
Or it is the museum people that as a collective, it's
the art world.
It's the art world. Yeah, it's the people who've fallen into the trap.
Yeah, pretentious people.
Pretentious art people.
Yeah.
That's are you agreed? That's who the idiot is here. Art. It's the world of pretentious art critics, art people.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's the letter Beautiful. B for banana.
Well, over to me.
Over to you.
Do you own a dictionary?
I've got one somewhere.
So if a you know, using fingers, if a dictionary, you know, is 3 inches thick, what's the B section? It's probably like a centimeter, right?
That's a lot of B's, yeah.
Yeah. So my B is a banana. So out of the thousands of entries, we've chosen the same word, but not the same story. It would be funny if this is a prequel and the banana in my story is the one that gets taped to your wall. Wouldn't that be great? Why don't we just pretend it is just because, you know, I'm bored. Let's do that.
Yes.
You know, I've just seen this. You know, in the headline or above the headline, they have the section of the publication, you know, world news, sports, travel and leisure. Mine is world/cocaine. They have a cocaine section on this. Grocery workers open banana crates, find cocaine. So, this is from 2014. I've got a nice picture. I'll show you here. It's a, you know, they have the in the paper. They always have the policemen with their bulletproof vests on,
guarding the stash,
and like standing in front of like the drug hall. This guy's standing in front of a box of bananas. He's looking all tough. Oh, Monty. Monty's made his first appearance of the season.
Oh, hello, Monty.
Having a little shout. Montes, my dog. Okay. Police in Germany say they have seized a large haul of cocaine after smugglers apparently made a mistake that sent the drug to supermarkets. So this wasn't found at like the port. They shipped up to like the Aldi. 310 pounds of cocaine was sent to five grocery stores around Berlin.
Do you think that the person who it was aimed for had forgotten or they slept in or something? Is that what's happened?
Well,
here?
I think what they did, looking at this, I think what they did is the crates, however big a crate is, you know, let's call it suitcase size. Yeah. It was like the bottom 80% was cocaine and then a couple of rows of bananas on top.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So it must have been to get it through a roadblock or something. They've obviously had other crates of full bananas. And this was the thing, but I guess they got their barcodes mixed up or something like that. It's a pretty short story. I mean, that's really the long and the short of it. The head of Berlin's anti-drug squad said that these drugs had come from Colombia via Hamburg, and it was just a complete chance. They just did a random inspection, and look what we found. Here we go. I wanted you should be reading this one. German news agency DPA, that's the news agency, quoted Olaf Schrem as saying the smugglers had probably made a logistical mistake and an expensive one.
Yes.
Estimated that the drugs would have had a street value of, Chris, I'm going to check how bad of a druggie you are.
Go
310
on.
Pounds of cocaine. What's the street value in 2014?
Oh, €2 million. €8.2
million. Dollars.
Jesus.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Read more, and the hyperlink is read more cocaine stories. Cocaine stories being a whole cocaine section. I've scoured around looking for a little bit more on this, but I couldn't find. I just found the same. Like, it's like an AP. That's just a really quick story.
Yeah.
But I just think that it's impactful and that it's just.
That's
stupid.
What this.
It's just stupid.
Do you know what? I think that's what this A to Z season is all about, really. It's getting that story and understanding it. We don't need to do all the kind of histrionics behind it, but it is.
Yeah.
It's just getting to what we would, the story. It's understanding the realm of the story. We're good with this.
Yeah, I wish mine had more layers to it. Even like, who's the idiot? But the idiot's the smugglers. I mean,
it's an interesting one.
But I guess you have to smuggle. You've got to smuggle. You can't just fill a suitcase full of cocaine. I mean, you have to try something.
But because we can't now, I realize that we can't call these episodes the banana story because there's two. So
we'll call this one B for banana.
Yeah, beef and banana as the whole thing. Yeah. But what are the two stories then? So my guy, well, not my guy, but my story was banana art. Banana art.
Banana art.
Banana art. And yours, well, let's score banana art first. Now, I was looking through the kind of like the, I guess the score chart of similarity. We have nothing similar like this before, but we do.
We told. I think it was a list that I did a couple of seasons ago in Florida Podment about like. Oh no, maybe you read it out with like just weird art. Like this is just you were describing it as like a red canvas, like a black dot. And
yeah, that's what we did.
Art critics are idiots.
We attached some prices to those as well, but I was thinking maybe because the artist is like. They're just trying to make their money, and it's somebody else who's actually fallen for the trap. Maybe this is the same as Do you remember the man who demanded his hand to be shaken?
Yes.
Like he thought the other guy was the idiot, but it turns out it was him. So
I thought you were going to say that the artists are like Andre the Giant, and the museum is like the shit.
Well, because I just think there is a similarity between you'd immediately expect the idiot to be the person but it's not. It's somebody else who becomes the idiot as a result of that. So I don't know what you would.
It's a tough one to score. I mean, it's not as in your face, you know. And that makes it's like watching an art house film. It's like at the end, you're like, did I enjoy that? Did I understand it? Well, you could watch an action movie with, you know, absolutely no, you know, writing prowess at all. And it was, you know, I get it. Entertain me. That's, you know.
Yeah. And I'm tempted to go down about six, somewhere around six here.
It feels 60 to me. Very 60 story.
It is a 60
story. That's
my
Kiwi accent.
Okay. So let's have a look. Where are we then?
I think a straight six. I think giving it 5 point something probably is a disservice. I think six sounds good.
Yeah, let me have a look here. So six would put it around the...
Yeah.
I think it's around 15th spot at the moment. Are we just going to say around six?
That feels about right. Middle of the pack-ish.
Then that's what I'll stick her in there. I'll officially put the scores in later, but I'll just add it to the actual list.
Yeah, and my story, like I said, it's not like I'm rooting forward or expect a lot out of it. I just kind of like the fact that these little grocery store workers are just unpacking things and just like, holy crap. So exactly, I mean, obviously they turned it into police, but I think the smugglers are it's not even maybe the smugglers, it's whoever's the middleman, whoever's supposed to get these parcels of drugs to the right place. They're the idiots. So I don't know.
I tell you what this story might sort of like fall into a little bit at least. Remember the guys who blowtorched the ATM?
And they piss on it.
Now they were criminals. They were acting in a criminal behaviour, but they missed the fatal the definitive point of their success.
The devil in the detail. Yeah, no, that's good. That's a good.
So that was scored at a 7.0, around 7.
I think that's probably overshooting this story. I think maybe we will put this somewhere in the middle. I'd say we go about 6.5 on this.
Let's
guy.
Have a look.
That's me,
six
anyways.
And a half would put it at not too far from Banana Art, which is position number 14.
Do you think people are enjoying listening to us talk numbers?
Right. Okay. They're added to the list. Next week, the letter C. Oh, I've got a cracker for that already.
Should I go for a horrible pen? Should I go for? We'll see you next week.
I thought that's what you were going to do.
Yeah, that's like easy. That, it's too easy.
When you said that last week, I thought, yeah, I can imagine what C is going to be. Yeah. I thought you were going to say see you next Tuesday, just to be
funny
with
rude.
It.
No, that's rude. Let's hit the C's, Chris. Let's hit the high C's and get out of here. This is the end of my career.
I can't. I cannot beat the high C's. Right, I'll see you next
C's
week.
C's the day. How about C's the day? God, I could be here all day. This is going to be another thing. Give us shitty puns.
I'm still thinking of one and I can't.
I win.
Seek and destroy. Shit. Right.
Let me just keep going.
Let's. Hang on.
Let's see.
Take a seat at the table next.
But you're adding things onto C.
I know I am.
Or
I'm starting
C's because we're doing two. Yeah. Stories.